Hallelujah, 感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, thanks be to the grace of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣看顾我们，让我们平安又过一个星期。
To the grace of the Lord Jesus, we have peacefully passed a week.
我们在这里受安息日。 和圣产地,
yeah, today we are here to observe the Sabbath and also to partake of the Holy Communion. May the Lord bless us all.
我们要上午要查考十字架的真理。
This morning we are going to seek the truth about the truth of the cross.
因为主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
这个十字架表现了很多的真理。
And there are a lot of truth in regard to the cross.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let us all turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, New Testament.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二节。
From verse
2. 因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的。 只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。保罗说他在教会中不知道别的，只知道主耶稣钉在十字架上。According
to Paul, in the church of God, he knows nothing except Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
其实他不是说不知道，把以前的完全都忘掉了，而是把那个心。 就不看重其他的事情，只看重这一件事情。
Not that he totally has forgotten what is in the past, but rather he put all the past behind him.
就是他心目中以前所想的就是主耶稣钉在十字架上。
So what he knows now is Jesus Christ and him crucified.
保罗为什么把一生的精力，一切的心思一念都放在十字架上呢？
Why does Paul put all his mind, soul, and energy into the cross of Christ? Because the cross has a lot of benefits to mankind. It is also manifested the holiness of God. And also manifested the magnitude of God.
能够全部放在主耶稣的十字架上,
if we can put all our energy into the cross of Jesus,
我们的行事为人, 绝对不会像一般世人一样,
then our conduct will not be like that of the worldly people.
我们一定会做一个很好的基督徒,
we will become a good Christian.
我们现在看十字架它表明了什么样的真理,
what kind of truth can the cross give us?
第一点，它表明神的大爱或大德。First
and foremost, it shows us the immeasurable grace and love of God.
我们先讲神的伟大。Let
us talk about the greatness of God.
就是因为他非常的神圣。Because
God is extremely holy.
怎么样才神圣？What
do you mean by holiness?
就是他很公义。Because
he's righteous.
如果这个人很有能力。If
this person is very powerful.
他也 这个地位很高,
and he has very high position.
他的爱心在每一方面也很大,
and he has great love in all respect.
但是他偏离了公义,
but he is short of righteousness.
他就不伟大,
then he is no more great.
好像一个国家的总统一样,
just like the president of a country.
除了他对他儿子是非常有爱心,
he loves his children very much.
他儿子犯了法, 他也不处分他, 说算了。
But if his son has committed a crime and he connived,
这样一个总统，我们大家会佩服他吗？
Can we respect this kind of president?
当然，人家会不佩服。Of
course we would not.
我们的神伟大就伟大在这里。That's
why our God is so great.
他的儿子犯了法，也是照样要处分。When
his son had committed a crime, he would punish the son.
每个人都是神的。
We are all children of God.
我们犯了罪，十度犯罪以后，大家都在落在这个刑法之下。
So the forefathers committed sin, and so have we, then we will be under the punishment of God.
Therefore,
because of our forefathers who have committed sin, that's the reason why humankind is being punished with the punishment of hell. This shows the greatness of God. Because he is very righteous. Although his own child had committed sin, he would punish him all the same. The cross also manifests the great love of God. Because God would not want all the mankind to be punished into hell, that's why he becomes the propitiation of mankind. So he thinks of a method to save the souls of mankind. How can he save souls? Not like those worldly criminals who use all kinds of methods, even it is against the law, to help his own people. They will use the power to even save a person from imprisonment. This kind of method does not show his greatness. Our God is so great because he sacrificed himself to save us. And he died for mankind on the cross. This shows his greatness. And he used the proper method of love for mankind to sacrifice his own
life.
Although we are all sinners, we are fit to die, but God saves us from sins. That shows his wonderful grace. Let's turn to Romans chapter 5. Gospel according to Romans chapter 5,
第8节,
verse
8. 我们的主耶稣他爱我们罪人替我们死在十字架上。
Lord Jesus loves us although we were sinners and died for our sins on the cross. This demonstrates the great love of God. And we know in this world, the parents are the ones who love the children the most. Yet can we find among us any parent who would die for their own children?
在我们的国家，就我们的自己的中国或者美国，我们也没听说过哪一个人替他的儿女死。
And even in China or in the USA, we have not heard of one parent who would die for his or her own children.
但是我们慈爱的天父，他道成肉身，成了主耶稣，他替我们死在十字架上。
However, our kind-hearted God became flesh, came to this world to die for our sins on the cross. This indeed manifested the immeasurable love of God. So we can see that the first truth about the cross is to show the great love of God. And secondly, through his cross, he's also manifested the power and the wisdom of God. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
1
Corinthians chapter 1,
18. 因为十字架的道理在那迷惘的人为依着，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。这个十字架为道理，在那些不信耶稣的认为非常的愚拙。
To the non-believer, cross to them a foolishness.
什么认为是愚拙的呢？
What does it mean by foolishness?
当主耶稣钉在十字架上，很多人都骂他：“你不是神的儿子吗？你的神的儿子为什么不从十字架上下来？”
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, the people down there were deriding him and said, "If you are the Son of God, why can't you come down from the cross?"
他想神那么有能力，为什么会钉在十字架上不下来呢？
Since God is so powerful, why does the Son being nailed on the cross and he would not come down from the cross?
他一定感觉到这个人太愚笨了你有能力会为别人医病，为什么不从十字架上下来？
So they thought that this was foolishness not to save his own life from the cross.
会帮助别人，为什么不会帮助自己啊？
If he could save others, why could he help himself now?
很多人都藐视他呀。
So they contempt him.
那连我们基督徒也是一样。
And to us it's the same.
就真正的基督徒也是被人家藐视的。
Truth Christian would also be despised by people.
你看那个基督徒什么都不会也不会喝酒，也不会吃烟。
They would say that this Christians do not know how to drink nor smoke.
世上的一切享受他都不喜欢。
They do not even want any kind of pleasures of this world.
真是傻瓜。
This is stupidity.
所以别人会批评我们傻，他们都去玩了，去跳舞了，去看电影了，我们来受安息日。
They will laugh at us since they know how to enjoy and we are stupid.
但是他们却不知道这个就是神的大能。
But they do not understand this is the greatness of God.
也是神的大智慧。
This is also the great wisdom of God.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。跳过来看第五节
，verse five，
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。我们再看第二章的二十三节
，same chapter verse，
第一章的二十三节
，chapter one verse 23。
我们却是穿十字架的基督。在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。二十四节
，24。
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督终为神的能力、神的智慧。主耶稣钉十字架上就是神的大的智慧。
The crucifixion of Christ manifests the great wisdom of God.
为什么说他是大的智慧、大的能力呢？
Why should we say that this is the power and the wisdom of God?
他就是用这个十字架来败坏那个张世轩的。
Because through his crucifixion, he was able to destroy the power of death.
我们看哥林多前希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
先看希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews, chapter 2.
十四节
verse 14.
而你只有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，他也要借着死败坏那张世权的，就是魔鬼。他要败坏那个张世权的魔鬼，就是要用这个十字架的道理。
God wanted to destroy the one who had the power of death, and that method was through crucifixion.
这个智慧没有显明之前，连魔鬼都也不知道所以魔鬼要害他。要把它钉十字架上。
Before God manifested this wisdom of destruction of the power of death, Satan did not understand, and that's why Satan wanted to kill the Son of God.
如果在主耶稣钉十字架之前，魔鬼已经知道了这是要拯救世人，用这个办法要拯救世人，那个魔鬼一定不会来迷惑人，把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Had the devil known.That God would use the crucifixion to save the souls of mankind, He would not entice the people to destroy Jesus.
那个卖主耶稣那个犹大也绝对不会再去卖主耶稣了。
And He would not make Judas to betray Jesus.
因为魔鬼的意思要借着那些人啊来杀害主耶稣。
Because Satan wanted to utilize the people to destroy Jesus.
要鼓动那些人要把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
So he instigated the people to crucify him.
因为魔鬼知道主耶稣就是圣的儿子啊，要救世人呢。
Because Satan knew that Jesus wanted to save the people.
魔鬼想如果把他害死。他就没有办法做这个工作了。
So if Satan was able to destroy Jesus, God would not be able to accomplish his plan of salvation.
啊，他们就没有想到啊，把他钉在十字架上，反而成全了神的救恩。
However, the devil did not know that through crucifixion, Christ fulfilled his plan of redemption.
啊，这就是神的大智慧、大能力。
This indeed is the power and the wisdom of God.
啊，如果钉在十字架上，他不会复活，当然也不是不能表现神的大能，因为他又复活了。
If Christ did not resurrect, then it would not manifest the power of God.
啊，所以魔鬼就会战惊。
That's why Satan was frightened.
啊，当主耶稣复活以后，魔鬼非常的害怕。
Once Jesus Christ was resurrected, Satan trembled.
啊，他知道啊，他是失败了。
Because he knew that he failed.
十字架的道理是表明了神的大爱、大德，表明了神的大能、大智慧。
The cross manifests the love of God and also manifests the power and the wisdom of God.
那这十字架对我们有什么教训？
Now, what kind of teaching can the cross give us?
我们有没有应该要做的事情？
What are the things that we should do?As Christians,
啊，十字架对我们教训来说，十字架就是我们基督徒的一个记号。
The lesson from the cross is to tell us this is a symbol of the Christians.
这个记号不是说我挂项链的时候要在这挂个十字架，哦，您是基督徒。
The symbol does not mean that we hang a cross on our neck and say that I am a Christian.
不是，是要我们基督徒每一个弟兄姊妹都应该有基督十字架的精神。
But however, each and every one of us should have the spirit of the Christ.
啊，我们基督徒一定要有牺牲的精神啊，这样才看出来你是一个真的基督徒。
We must have the spirit of self-denial and sacrifice in order to show that we belong to Christ.
啊，什么叫牺牲的精神呢？
What does it mean by self-sacrifice?
啊，我们的肉体的情欲要与主耶稣停。
We should nail our lusts together with Christ on the cross.
也就是说，要牺牲了自己啊！我们受洗了以后，就不应该再有自己了。
Once we have been baptized and accepted Christ, we should not be owned by ourselves.
我们看加拉太书第二章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章二十节。
Galatians.Chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。这是保罗所说的话。
This is spoken by Paul.
啊，他自从被主耶稣拣选以后，他说我已经同。
After Christ has chosen him, he said that I have been crucified with Christ.
啊，现在不再是我了。
It is no longer I who live.
啊，我们在台湾曾经有几个弟兄这样讲过。
We have a few brothers in Taiwan who said.
啊，有一个姓郑的郑弟兄。
One of them is Brother Jin.
啊，他以前是大流氓。
He was a loafer before.
啊，主耶稣啊带领他，让他后来。在我们教会接受洗礼，接受救恩。
God changed him, and he came to the church and received the salvation grace of Christ.
啊，接受了救恩以后，那些其他的他的朋友都是流氓，也常常来找他。
After he was baptized, his friends, his gangster's friend, also visited him.
啊，他都告诉别人啊，这个人啊已经信耶稣了。
And he told them that I.Already harbored the faith of Christ.
啊，他不再去做那个流氓那些工作了。
That he would not continue to do those bad things.
但是有一个流氓不知道，
However, one of the gangsters did not know and came to visit him in his house. And knocked at his door. And he said, Masa, are you there? And he answered from inside the house. He said, Masa is already dead. And then the friend said, you are Masa. How can you say you are dead? I'm not Masa now. I'm now a Christian. That Masa is already dead. From now on, I'm a new person. I will not be a gangster anymore. We have all heard about Wang Ji Wang's story. After he was baptized, his friend continued to take him out for drinks, for merriment. And he told his secretary, if anybody calls me again, just tell him or her that that my boss is already dead. Then the accountant said, how can I say that the boss died? You are still alive, how can I say that you are dead? Then the brother Wang told the accountant, said, just tell them that I'm dead. So those friends of pleasure, six pleasure, came and called him, and the accountant told them that my boss is dead. So the friend of friend heard, the friend was sorrowful, said, oh, such a young friend, some young man, why he died so young? When would be the funeral? Then the secretary asked, what do you want to ask? Because we want to see him. He's already dead. So pitiful. And you want to continue to see him? Well, we want to come to the funeral. He was already buried yesterday. You don't have to come to see him. Then they found out that he did not die. And some people even cried
because
and some said that he was dead and some said that he was not dead. They were confused. Finally they found out that he wasn't dead, so they tried to entice him again to do the worldly pleasures. But the Lord Jesus helped him, he was able to escape those friends. It is important after believing in Christ, we must change and forego all those bad things that we had done before. Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
第六章第三节,
Chapter 6, verse 3.
岂不知我们在受洗归入基督耶稣的人, 是受洗归入他的死吗? 第四节,
verse 4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死, 和他一同埋葬, 原是叫我们以基督有形成的样式, 像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。 我们要
And we, true baptism is to be baptized into the death of Jesus. After coming out from the water of baptism, we become a new person. We have disrobed our old person. And we often emphasize that we must be be united together in the likeness of Jesus' death.
这是在五大教义上，如果在灵修上，我们应该与他复活的形状相连联合。
Yeah, this is in one of the doctrines. However, in our daily walk as a Christian, we must be resurrected with him.
我们再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
我们若在他的死里形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。第六节。
Verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，是 罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。第七节，第
7节，
因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们应该要脱离罪。
We should be freed from sin.
脱离罪以后，我们就变成一个新人，与他复活的形状相联合。After
we have been freed from sin, then we will be resurrected in the likeness of Jesus.
主耶稣复活的形状是什么样呢？
What is the likeness of Jesus' resurrection?
主耶稣复活以后，40天之内，在与他的门徒中间，在那里来往，是表他一切所谈的，都是天上的事情。So
after his resurrection, for 40 days, Jesus Christ manifested to his disciples and showed them all the spiritual matters.
就是要把神的旨意简明给他的门徒听。
Because he wanted to expound the truth, the will of God to them.
要他的门徒如何爱人，如何救人。
And wanted them to love mankind and to save mankind.
我们如果与主耶稣复活的形状相联合，我们死了以后就应该不爱这个世界了。So
if we are resurrected in the likeness of Christ, therefore we must not love the world anymore.
就不要再体贴自己的肉体了。
Do not fulfill your pleasures of the flesh anymore.
以前我们是体贴肉体的。That
was that what we had done before.
Follow
the flesh.
吃喝玩乐。
Those are the pleasures of the flesh, lust of the flesh, like drinking, like seeking and merriment.
像王万吉弟兄所见证的一样，他在信耶稣之前，他是吃喝嫖赌的。Just
like what Brother Wang had testified before he came to Christ, he was a man of sin who seek worldly pleasures.
小弟有一段时间常常和这王弟兄在一起出去访问。
At one time, I used to work together with Brother Wang in visitation.
访问到一个中立，那个地方大院乡，就是在国际机场的那个附近那个地方，他就给我们讲。And
when we were visiting members near 中立, near the airport, and he told us.
他说我没信耶稣之前，差不多每天晚上都会到这来。
He said, before I came to Jesus, almost every night I would visit this place.
我们问他，你为什么要到这来干什么？
Then we asked him, why do you come here every evening?
他说这里有很多的酒家和舞女。
Because in this place there are a lot of restaurants, place for drinking, and also dance girls.
我常常要来喝酒跳舞。
So I always visited these places to drink, to have merriment, and to have dance girls.
那我们信耶稣以后就不能够再这样。
But after believing in Christ, we cannot continue to do this.
就不能够再看重这个肉体的情欲了。
Yeah, we should not do things of the flesh.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第8章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第8章，
Book of Romans chapter
8， 第5节，
Verse 5，
因为谁从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，谁从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。第6节，
6，
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。第7节，
7，
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。第8节，
8，
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。如果我们洗礼以后照样体贴我们的肉体。
After having been baptized, if we continue to do things of flesh, then we would lose the salvation of our souls.
因为这样就变成了与神作对了。
In that case, we become enemies of God. We will not, God will not be pleased with us. That will become enemies of the cross. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. New Testament, Philippians chapter 3.
17节,
Verse 17.
弟兄们，你们要一同效法我。
也当留意看那些照我榜样行的人，18节。18。因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在有流泪的告诉你们，第19节。19。他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的身就是自己的豆腐，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，转移地上的事情为念。这里说要保罗说要我们效法他。 Paul said, imitate him.
怎么样效法他？就是信耶稣以后，我们不是在，但是自己的人了，是基督在我们里头活着。How
do we, how to imitate him after Paul, Apostle Paul believed in Jesus? He said he belonged to Christ.
但是有很多人不效法他。
However, there are a lot of people who do not imitate Paul.
就是照样体贴自己的肉体的行为。They
continue to do things of the worldly matters.
就是说心里自己感觉到对什么事情对自己的肉体会舒服会快乐，他就去这样做。Whatever
can make their flesh happy, they will do.
当然，个人的兴趣是不一样的。Of
course, each one has his own interest.
有些人喜欢有多钱，他看到钱，他心里就舒服。Some
people love money. Once they look at money, they become very happy.
有些人就喜欢很高的学问，人家夸奖他，哦，某某博士，他就心里舒服了。Others
like to have high education and become a doctor or PhD. And if people respect him, he would become very
While
others like to eat a lot, every day they eat and they enjoy eating very much.
所以这里说，他的肚子就是他的身了。So
it says here, the belly is the God.
有些人他喜欢看电影啊，看电视啊，他就感觉舒服。
Some people like to see cinemas or TVs, they find that very enjoyable.
那有些人他喜欢去玩，他觉得玩很快乐。Some
people like to go out for trips and play.
这就是都是服侍自己。These
are all to comfort your flesh.
也就是说，如果服侍自己，因为主耶稣替我们死是很痛苦的。But
we must understand, Lord Jesus suffered a lot when he was nailed on the cross.
我们是神的儿女，我们也应该要效法主耶稣，要
Being children of God, we must also be very thankful and love Jesus Christ and imitate him to love mankind and to save them.
主耶稣救我们的目的不是要我们在这个世上贪图享受的。The
object of Jesus' salvation is not to let us to seek pleasures of this world.
是要我们牺牲自己去救别人的。And
he wants us to deny ourselves to save others.
所以我们要明白神为什么要救我们。Therefore,
it is important for us to understand why God wanted to save us.
神为什么会拣选我们这些少数的人？
Why God chose us, the few.
神拣选我们就是要我们牺牲自己去救更多的人，把全世界的人类大部分都能够救出来。Because
God wants us to sacrifice ourselves to save mankind. To bring them back to Christ.
不是说，哎呀，我是真耶稣教会信徒，我是这个受到圣灵，圣灵恩典对我很大，我就洋洋得意了。
Not that we become very proud of ourselves because we belong to this church and Christ has blessed us with Holy Spirit.
我就可以吃喝快乐了，再好好享受一番了。
So I can enjoy myself, I can rejoice in my own plan.
主耶稣固然是爱我们，要帮助我们解决很多的问题，但是他也希望我们 啊，能够好好的去利用神的恩典去救更多的人呢、啊、
？Although Lord Jesus has given us so much grace, yet He intends that we should also use His grace to share with others, to save others.
啊，如果我们不肯牺牲自己，不肯背着十字耶稣的十字架，这样我们就是违背了主耶稣基督十字架的道理了。
If we are not willing to deny ourselves and bear up the cross of Christ, then we are not actually obeying Christ.
主耶稣就白白地替我们牺牲了。
That He has crucified for our sake without any effect.
所以这里说，有许多人行事为人，却成了基督十字架的仇敌啊。
That's why here it says that some become the enemies of the cross of Christ.
啊，罗马书第八章，刚才我们看来说，体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇啊。
And we have just read in Romans chapter 8, those who do according to the flesh, become enemies of God.
啊，因此我们基督徒每做一件事情，一定要想一想，神是不是要我们这样做的。
Therefore, it is important for us to think, whatever we do, whether we seek the pleasure of God or not.
啊，我们做这件事情对人的灵魂有没有帮助？能不能帮救他的灵魂
？Whatever we do, will this thing help the salvation of others?
啊，如果能够救别人灵魂，这件事情是合神旨意了。
If this what I do can save the soul of others, then this will become God's will.
啊，是神所喜欢的。
It's what God likes.
如果我们做这件事情对别人灵魂毫无帮助，我们就白做了。
If we do a thing which cannot help others spiritually, then whatever we do is useless.
所以我们应该要背着十字架跟从主耶稣。
Therefore, we should bear the cross and follow Jesus Christ.
啊，我们看路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 9.
23
verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
24
因为凡要救自己生命的，必伤掉生命；凡为我伤掉生命的，必要救了生命。这说啊，我们基督徒应该要天天背着自己的十字架。
It tells us here that being Christians, we must bear our cross every day.
啊，跟从主耶稣。
And follow Christ.
啊，就是要把我们救人的任务把它挑起来。
That tells us we must bear our responsibility of saving mankind.
啊，受洗以后救人的工作就成了我们的责任。
After having been baptized, saving souls become.Our responsibility.
我们应该要处处以救人的灵魂啊为着想。
Now, we must always take this as our primary duty.
啊，与主耶稣同受苦难。
To suffer with Christ.
这样才是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
如果我们信耶稣以后，不管别人死活，我们啊有机会就享受，有机会就去玩。这样我们就对不起主耶稣。
If we believe in Christ and then we also make merriment of our flesh, then we how can we face our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们可以参考阿摩斯书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos, chapter 6.
阿摩斯书第六章。
Amos chapter 6.
阿摩斯书第六章
Amos 6、
啊、是在我们的中文圣经1077年第六章，我们先看第一节
Verse 1
国为列国之首，人最著名，且为以色列家所归降，在西安和撒玛利亚山上安逸无虑的民又活了、啊、这里说啊，这个前面有个大标题，这一些的人安逸放纵。
That's a subscription stating that the Israelites indulge in their flesh.
啊，我们跳过来看第六节。
Let's jump to verse 6.
一大碗喝酒，有上等的油抹身，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。第七节。
Verse 7.
所以这些人必在被掳的人中首先被掳，赎身的人谎言之罗必消灭了。第八节
8，
万军之神指着自己起誓说，我憎恶雅各的荣华，厌弃他的宫殿，因此我必将城或其中所有的都交付仇敌。啊，这里说神厌恶雅各的荣华，憎恶
God lose the glory of Jacob。
啊，雅各就是神的选民。
Jacob represents the chosen people of God。
神非常爱他的选民。
God loves his chosen。
为什么他的选民荣华富贵他不喜欢？
But why did God not like the enjoyment of the people？
在他们啊，就是说他们这个环境好的时候就去放纵自己而不去爱别人了。
Because when they are living in extreme comfort, they indulge in the flesh.
啊，却不为弱小的苦难担忧。
They do not look upon the grief of Joseph, as important.
啊，这个时候为什么为约瑟的苦难担忧呢？那约瑟是很早以前的啊时代的人了。
What do you mean by looking upon the grief of Joseph? Because Joseph had died long time ago.
就是不关心其他的弟兄姊妹。
It shows that they are not concerned with the brothers and sisters.
这样将来要被掳啊，就是说啊，也就是说将来要受苦。
That is to say that they will suffer in the future.
就是意思就是说，我们现在生活在富足平安的环境之中。
But now that we live in comfort and pleasures,
我们只顾自己吃喝玩乐，就忘记了那些苦难的痛苦。
We look upon, we just enjoy and forget about the affliction of our brothers and sisters in Christ.
啊，大路上的教会，我们有没有天天想到？有没有天天为他祷告？
Do we always pray for our brothers and sisters?
尤其是现在大陆上水灾，我们很多同龄可能都没有饭吃。
Especially those brothers and sisters in mainland China, having flood, suffering from flood.
在安徽，安徽省也有我们很多的同龄啊。安徽，现在水灾那个。
In mainland China, Anhui, they are having a great flood now, suffering from this disaster.
他们都被水淹啊，没有吃的，没有住的，在外边被蚊虫咬。我们有没有想到他
？They have nowhere to live, nothing to eat. Are we thinking about them?
我们有没有为他担忧，为他祷告
？Are we having a concern for them and pray for them?
啊，如果有，那就对了。
If we do, then you are doing the right thing.
就合乎十字架的道理。
Then we are doing the truth of the cross.
啊，如果没有，那就是啊。不为约瑟的苦难担忧了。
Yeah, if we do not, then we are not grieving the affliction of Joseph.
我们常常听罗传道讲，或者梁传道讲、杨传道讲，非洲的教会非常的可怜。
We often hear testimony from preachers Law or Young that the churches in Africa are very poor.
啊，他连一天三餐饭都没有了。
They cannot even have three meals a day.
啊，建个会堂很困难了。
Can't even build a church.
我们有没有把那吃喝玩乐的钱省一点去帮助他
？Do we save some of the money of pleasure and help them?
啊，如果没有就啊，我们就从今以后应该要改。
If we have not, then we should change.
啊，把那吃喝玩乐的钱节省下来，应该要帮助。
We should save some of the money for pleasure to help these people.
现在菲律宾的。教会听说建堂建了一半就没有办法就停工了。
I've heard that in Philippines they're trying to build up a church, it's only halfway done.
啊，我们有没有想到我有什么办法节省一点钱去帮助他
？Yeah, do we tell ourselves that we should save the money to help them complete the church?
现在世界上的人这么罪恶，将来统统下地狱，我们有没有想到去救他
？There are so many people in the world that will.Be punished in hell. Have we thought about them and try to save them?
请看箴言24章
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章十一节。
Proverbs 24 verse 11.
十一节，二十四章十一节。
24 and 11.
人被拿到死地，你要解救；人将被杀，你须拦住。十二节。
12.
你若说这事，我未曾知道，那衡量人心的岂不明白吗？报受你命的岂不知道吗？他岂不按个人所行的报应个人吗？啊，将来这世界的啊，没有信耶稣的都要被下地狱。
Those who do not believe in Christ, they will go to hell.
我们应该要解救。
We must try to save them.
我们是不是天天把这个信我这个事情放在心上
？Do we always put these things in our mind, in our heart?
要为他们祷告。
Pray for them.
啊。如果我们天天把这些事情放在心上，我想我们绝对没有心情再去问了。
If we put this concern in our mind, our heart every day, then we will not want to seek pleasure.
啊，人家请你跳舞去看电影，你也没有这种心情啊。
If someone calls you to cinema or to dance, you will not join. You don't have the mind.
我的同僚现在在大路上被谁在淹，没有饭吃。
My brothers and sisters in China is now suffering from flood, nothing to eat.
我们教会现在盖会堂盖了一半，盖不成了。
And our church, is only have built and need help.
啊，我的同龄在非洲天天吃不饱啊。
My brothers and sisters in Africa, cannot even have their stomach full every day.
啊，我们的人类将来下地狱，好苦啊。
Our humankind is going to hell. It's indeed pitiful.
我们的心天天放在这里啊，人家给请我们吃饭啊，大鱼大肉，我们啊感觉到都是没有味的。
If we have this kind of concern in our heart every day, we will not have the heart to seek pleasure anymore.
啊，我相信如果他有这种心，吃喝玩乐对他感觉到一点兴趣都没有了。
I'm sure that a person who has such concern to that degree would not take pleasure into his heart anymore, cannot take the pleasure anymore.
这样就是把我们的肉体情欲钉在十字架上了。
Yeah, this is to nail or to crucify our lust on the cross.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第五章。
Chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章二十四节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的血情私欲同钉在十字架上了。这里说如果我们真正属耶稣效法主耶稣，那就应该我们的血情私欲同钉在十字架上。
If we really believe in Jesus and follow him, we have to crucify the fleshwith its passions and desires.
这样就是一个真隔离。啊，以前的以色列人要受隔离是在外边，我们现在要在心里头。
This is the true circumcision.
就是要脱去我们肉体情欲的一种隔离。
Yeah, it's a kind of circumcision that will do away with the flesh.
我们受了这种情欲，脱离情欲的隔离，这个就是真正的以色列人了。
If we are able to do away with the indulgences of the flesh as a spiritual circumcision, then we become to true and real Israelite.
我们就是真正一个属耶稣基督的人了。
And we are actually become children.
啊，那就是真正的背着主耶稣架，背着十字架跟从主耶稣了。
And we truly take up the cross and follow Christ.
那就是主耶稣的一个好门徒。
That's a good Christian of Christ.
那就没有辜负了主耶稣十字架上救我们了。
Then we will not let Jesus down because of his crucifixion.
啊，所以我们在圣餐之前特别讲啊道理，要效法我们的主耶稣。
So before we partake of the Holy Communion, we especially emphasize the truth of the cross.
啊，如果我们有这种牺牲精神啊。就是与主耶稣同钉的十字架，也就是真正的基督徒的一个记号。
If we bear the cross and follow Christ and die with him, then we have the true symbol of the cross.
耶稣也许一般的是没有注意到这个记号，但是天使会 来观察会记录啊，哪一个有这个记号，哪一个没这个记号。
Maybe the worldly people will not detect this symbolness. However, the angels of God will be able to recognize the symbol.
啊，哪一个人是属基督的，哪一个人不是属基督的？
Which are the ones who belong to Christ, and which are the ones who do not?
啊，我们这样主耶稣啊，在十字架里啊，救恩啊，就在我们身上显明了。
Then the salvation grace of Christ Jesus will be manifested on us.
啊，我们第一节的道理讲到这里，现在我们请林执事给我们办圣餐。
We'll conclude the sermon, and we'll have Deacon Lin to continue with the Holy Communion sacrament. Thank you, Lord. 主耶稣为什么为我们钉在十字架上？
While we partake the Holy Communion today, we should meditate on why Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for us.
我们不能辜负神的慈爱，不能辜负主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所受的痛苦。
We should not let down the sufferings of Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以保罗对这个圣餐上就特别的来提醒我们。
So Paul especially reminded us concerning the Holy Communion.
这个圣餐的重要性在什么地方？
And has reminded us of the importance of the Holy Communion.
那我们基督徒守这个圣餐之前要怎么样去致神？
And how we as Christians examine ourselves before we partake the Holy Communion.
那让我们再来念这个哥林多前书十一章。
Please refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
23节读起。
Starting from verse 23。
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
First Corinthians 11:23。
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，二十四节。
24。
祝谢了就擘开，说这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我，二十五节。
25。
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。二十六节。
26。
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。二十七。
27。
所以无论何人不按理吃主的杯，吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。二十八。
28。
人应当自己审查，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
29。
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己醉了。30节。
30。
因此在你们中间有好些软弱的，与患病的，死的也不少。31节。
31。
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。保罗在这边特别的再一次的提醒我们领受主的身、主的血，我们要怎么去预备心。
Here Paul tells us how to prepare ourselves and our minds before we partake the blood and flesh of Jesus.
因为主的身体是圣洁，主的血是宝贝的。
Because the body and the blood of Jesus are precious.
他为我们死，并不是没有目的。
The Lord Jesus died for us not without purpose.
就是为了救我们的罪。
He died for our sins.
所以他受了这么多的痛苦。
That's why he went through so many sufferings.
主耶稣复活。
But Jesus Christ resurrected.
那主耶稣也是要我们有这个复活。
He also wants us to resurrect that like him.
就是说我们每个人的灵魂要苏醒起来。
In other words, our spirit and our souls must awake.
怎么拿起主备的十字架来当作我们所当跑的路。
And take up the cross of Jesus Christ as our own.
跟从主耶稣。
And follow the Lord Jesus.
那我们才不会辜负主的恩典。
Then we will not let down the grace of God.
所以对于我们个人就要自省，我们在每天的生活里面有没有什么地方对不起主的没有。
So we should examine whether we have transgressed in our daily lives.
如果有，我们要求主赦免。
If so, we should ask for forgiveness.
对人不齐的话,
and also forgiveness from each other.
如果我们在我们的心思意念, 跟我们的工作上没有好好的侍奉主,
if we have failed to serve God, and we should ask for God's forgiveness also.
求主耶稣增添我们的力量, 从今以后,
we should ask the Lord to strengthen us so that we may serve Him all the more from now on and glorify Him. Then we'll be able to glorify God. Now we'll partake the Holy Communion. This is the unleavened bread.
我们经过注射之后,
after giving thanks, this bread is transformed in the spirit. There should be no leaven in this bread because leaven represents sin. It also represents heresy.
所以主的身体是圣洁,
Christ's body is holy and it's without false teachings.
所以我们领受的时候也要想到自己 不要有罪在身,
so when we partake this bread, we should be sinless and have no false teachings in us.
大家去跪下。
Now let's kneel down to give thanks. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
天父,
Heavenly Father, we thank you for coming down to this earth to suffer for mankind. You were sinless. But you showed up all our sins on you. And you were crucified on the tree. And you suffered agony for us. And you expect us human beings to repent and return to you. You want us to share with your holiness. You wanted us to share with your truth.
主啊,
Lord, we give thanks to your grace. But many times we are unworthy to accept your grace. We ask, Lord, to forgive us. And also consecrate this bread so that it becomes your body. So after partaking this bread, we may have more strength to run the goal before us. And serve you with holiness. And love others with your love. May all the glory and praises and power be to your name. Amen.
English 95.